Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of your favorite YouTube channel and podcast. Keep that same energy with your host Justin P and my MVP co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, my co-host, your co-host, Mr. Mari Savage Jr. It's episode 224 for the YouTube channel, and for the regular audio version is season 5, episode 49, so you're almost on season 6 soon. All the links are right there in the description for the audio podcast if you can't watch live. And also, myself and Maurice's, Instagram is in there. Social media platforms we can follow us at. So today, got some good stuff for y'all. You know, sorry we missed y'all. You know, been taking a little break for the holidays. But, you know, without further ado, here's the man, the myth, the legend, my co-host, your co-host, Mr. Maurice Savage Jr. Yay, yay!
Man, what's good, people? What's good, family? It feels good to be back, as always, man, doing this shit big with Big Bro, man. As always, man, we got another exciting show. Y'all been watching the weekend, how exciting sports have been from the NBA to the NFL. But as always, man, I ain't going to hold you too long. Of course, we're going to hit you with some emotions because I know when it comes to sports, it bleeds right here from the heart. And then, of course, we definitely going to hit you with some opinions because we know what we're talking about and our opinions matter. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter unless we hit you with the facts.
And that's a fact, Jack. I'm about to get the first topic going on. So we're going to start with some wrestling. The first topic, we've been supposed to talk about this, but we've been hit and miss. Now with CM Punk and Randy Orton back in the fold in WWE, how do you see WWE using these guys going forward and pushing them for as main events and titles and stuff? Floor is yours, co-host.
To be honest, I'm a little bit confused on what they really doing in WWE. And the reason why I say confused at its highest level is because we see them riding the wave of CM Punk. We see them riding the wave of Randy Orton. We seen them ride the same way of Jey Uso and Cody Rhodes. It's no reason why neither one of those guys should have been champion. One of those guys could have, and I know that you're trying to protect Roman's prestige and all that, but at the end of the day, you need to be worried about if the crowd is going to have the big pop for the next champion. Easily, it would have been a great pop if Jey Uso would have did it. Easily, Cody Rhodes came back to finish the story. I don't even know who people love the most out of Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, to be honest. When you turn it on, those two get the loudest crowd reaction, of course, since CM Punk have come back and Randy Orton to a certain extent. But we talking about Seth Rollins music come on, you hear the whole crowd singing it. Soon as Cody Rhodes music come on, you hear everybody singing. So I feel like Cody Rhodes should at least had a shot at Seth Rollins and beat him or something like that. But the question that you asked is CM Punk. The CM Punk thing, I mean, I think what they're going to do is they're probably going to cheat Seth Rollins and probably make him lose, probably make CM Punk beat him because of the way the people is just riding the wave of CM Punk. But however, I'm glad that these guys both came back. Wrestling was almost looking like, yo, we're running out of people to keep people intrigued on the show. I mean, hell, you even see my man AJ Styles getting put in there for his main event level. And you already know it's a fatal four-way getting ready to come up and all that shit. So my thing is, I love Roman Reigns. I like what he's doing. I love the record and all that. But you cannot keep bringing all this talent in to get views and you not letting these people who bring you views fight Roman Reigns. So to me, I mean, I think if you're, since because I heard rumors about Cody Rhodes leaving, if you're not going to let Jey Uso beat Roman Reigns, it got to be CM Punk or Randy Orton. I'm going to hand it over to you.
I agree with everything you just said. I think they're both going to get title opportunities. You know, Seth Rollins and CM Punk got a history. They really don't like each other in real life. Like, that's real life heat. So that makes for a good storyline. It's basically like the Martin Day, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart rivalry. So I think they're going to let them two go at it at Royal Rumble. Or if CM Punk wins the Royal Rumble, he's going to pick who he wants. And I think he's going to pick Seth. You know, cause like I said, because they've been going at it for the last decade. Far as Randy Orton, you just see what's going on with him. He's now in a fatal four-way match with Roman Reigns and those guys at Royal Rumble because they had a triple threat on SmackDown New Year's Revolution. They interfered, which I expected. You know, so Can you hear me, Maurice? You looking like you can't hear me. I just want to make sure you can hear me.
Yeah, yeah. You said that's not what you expected to happen at the Triple Threat.
Okay, okay. Okay, I just wanted to make sure because you was looking like they had the lower face. Yeah, so now they they expected the interference. So Nick Aldis was already smart. Like, you know, he told Paul Heyman, tell him congratulations, and now he had a fatal four-way match. And that's the way it should be. But for him to lose the title, somebody gonna have to say no outside interference, or if it is, he's gonna have to lose the belt. And we know Roman Reigns can win without help, but that's gonna really see like, no bloodline can help you, nobody can help you. Just you, mano y mano, defend the belt with no type of interference. Like, that's the only that's how you're gonna have to lose the belt. They're gonna have to put that stipulation down. I don't know if it's gonna be Vince McMahon, Linda, whoever, somebody, Triple H, somebody gotta put that in there in his match for him to lose that belt, because if not, it's gonna be the same thing up and over and over. Jay Uso, Solo, somebody gonna, Paul Heyman gonna distract somebody, make no outside interference from the bloodline, and like I said, and then we'll see title shift hands. That's it for that. So, all right, our next topic, we're gonna recap the college playoffs. So we have Alabama in Michigan. That was a hell of a game. Go ahead and talk about that first.
Well, for me, I just felt like Alabama, we did what we were supposed to do. To me, I'm not going to lie, and you might correct me if I'm wrong. Alabama this year looked like the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, we really had no talented wide receivers. We just had great players around us. But as you see every night with the Ravens, Lamar Jackson making it happen. And I ain't going to lie, if my man McElroy probably would have won these games, I think he probably could have had the Heisman Trophy straight took like that. But, I mean, he was playing like Lamar Jackson the entire season. He tried to give his best Lamar Jackson performance against Michigan. But, I mean, it is what it is. Michigan was just a better team this year, hands down. That's really all I can say. I mean, we had the game in our hands. We played the best we could. But, I mean, you got to give credit. It's just that simple. Michigan was just a better team this year. I'm going to hand it over to you.
Yeah, it was a heck of a game, man. I mean, 27-20 and over, and almost with the double overtime. But the Ravens too got receivers this year, though.
Yeah.
Obviously, so you can't say that. But the Alabama do got some talent. I like that kid Burt Melrose. He got enough and beat a rogue Georgia team to get in the top four. It was great, man. It was just a hell of a game, man. BCS, in my opinion, got it right, and we'll get into that after we finish this game. So Michigan, and like I said, they've been dominant all year, and they continue to. So let's go Texas and Washington. Give me your recap on that.
Well, first of all, I'm shocked. I'm not gonna lie. I thought Texas was gonna win that game. No matter how good, how much I like Mike, Michael. Shout out to Michael. If there's a chance, Giants, it's either Caleb Williams or him. Nobody else on the board. But anyway, back to what you were saying. I ain't gonna lie, it was a hell of a game to me. I didn't know it was gonna go like that. I clearly thought Texas was gonna win, and it was gonna be a rematch versus Texas and Alabama. Texas versus Miami. Versus Michigan. I thought that was gonna wind up being happening. But I mean, this kid did what he had to do. He handled his business. I don't even know who's going to win the Heisman Trophy out of Mike or the quarterback from Michigan, because both of these guys played outstanding in these games for real. It's sad to say that your last game was a game that you lost, but overall, wish Washington handled their situation on all phases of the ball, special team, defense, everything. I don't even think it was close to them even losing. They just came out there clicking on all cylinders, and it was more like Texas was trying to play keep up with this new team. So hopefully this guy might come back to Washington and keep this team afloat, but if not, bring your ass to the Giants. I'm going to hand it over to you.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I had Texas winning too, man. I don't know if you even saw my Facebook picture. One of the lawyers at the Bell Network, where he a big Texas fan, so he bought me a Texas Longhorn fleece. I was wearing it. You know, it was actually nice, too. It's nice, but yeah, shout out to Mr. Dave. He gave it to me. So I definitely had to win it. Quinn Bowers, he played great. Michael Penix just so hard to deal with, man. You know what I mean? The kid just a beast. So, yeah, that was 37-34. That went down to the wire. So, yeah, heck of a game. All right, before we talk about the national championship, let's talk about some teams you might have felt like they got snubbed out of the top four.
Well, there probably was a few teams, and I'll let you discuss those guys and all that shit. But to me, I know we said Michigan was the best team all year, but to me, in my opinion, Florida State was the best team. You were undefeated, and you won the final game with your third string quarterback. I don't get it. I don't understand. That's what Florida State did was what you want your team, your NFL favorite team, to do. Have a star quarterback, be on your way to the playoffs and Super Bowl. Get a second string in there because your first string got hurt, and still show promise of at least playoff, where at least if my first string come back, we can make the Super Bowl. But this is what you do. You use the first string and the second string, and your third string comes in and performs. I mean, come on, man. I ain't never seen nothing like that in college football, or even in any football period. You already know, when you go down the depth chart of quarterbacks, or down the depth chart at any position, the player is supposed to be worse because he would be a starter. And in this situation, I just seen three quarterbacks play for Florida State and get the job done. I'm not even going to lie. I'm an Alabama fan all day, but I wouldn't have been mad if they would have snubbed my boys. You feel me? Because, I mean, we did have the one loss, and I'm Alabama all day. Y'all can see the hat. But Florida State definitely, by far, deserved it. And the only thing I can say is, to give the little punch to Florida State, is maybe people don't think you deserve it, because if you would have went into the playoffs with a third-string quarterback, you probably would have got slaughtered. So I guess they were trying to say, well, leave on a good note. Let that be Florida State championship that you went undefeated with three different quarterbacks. I'm going to hand it over to you.
Yeah, definitely Florida State got shafted, though. Ain't no doubt about that. They should have definitely, you know, these got a shot. And this is my biggest rival. But, you know, I got to be fair here. They definitely played pretty good ball, man. So, you know, like you said, Jordan Travis doesn't get hurt. They're definitely in the top four for sure, because they definitely were one of the better teams in the country. And then playing in the SEC, I mean, ACC didn't help. But they beat some SEC teams. They beat a lot of good teams this year, so. That's unfortunate. And then a lot of players, they dropped out of the bowl game. So that's why Georgia smoked them the way they did, you know. So it was unfortunate. But like I said, but they got it right, because you put that backup quarterback against Michigan, or even you guys, they get their ass kicked. So from a competition committee, they got it, because all the games were very close for last night. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, it just was the luck of the draw. He got hurt at the wrong time. Oh, he got hurt. Perry. He got hurt. Perry would have hurt him. So it's just, like I said, had he not went down, he definitely would have been in it. Georgia, you could have made a case for them, because they were so dominant. They lost. They just lost to, you know, they had their worst loss at the worst time of the year at SEC Championship. But they still, in my opinion, was one of the better teams in the country. You could have said Ohio State, but they lost to Michigan. Mm-hmm. So that kind of hurt. So, yeah, those three teams right there, Florida State, Georgia, and Ohio State, everybody else, like, you know, they got in where they fit in there. All right, let's recap last night's national championship. Michigan beats Washington 34-13, when their first national championship since 1997. Go ahead, Carlos.
Well, the first thing I'm going to say is, because I'm going to be short and sweet and let you handle it, but I'm going to say a few long things. First of all, who knew the game was going to be like that? I literally thought, what was the score for Washington in who Washington played before? Wasn't the score 37-30?
37-34 against Texas, yeah.
All right. Exactly. I was expecting that again. I literally was expecting that again. I was not expecting Michigan defense to do what they was doing. I was expecting this kid, Mike, to come out there and handle his business and destroy them and throw. I ain't gonna lie. I kind of wanted to put money on Washington. Like, yo, you know how much bridge you're gonna make, because even though Michigan the favorite, Washington gonna but I mean, It Michigan just showed they was pure dominant on a Hickory, another game where they proved they were dominant on all sides of the ball. Shout out to John Harbaugh coming out there to support his brother Jim. But I mean, it was really given, like, yo, Michigan gonna win the championship this year, and the Ravens gonna win a Super Bowl this year. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, these brothers are brothers of destruction. Coaching staff did an amazing job, tackling amazing. Oh, shit. My bad. I'm back. Defense did an amazing job. The quarterback from Michigan played like he had ice in his veins. He handled his business. Accurate throws. The running game was on point. And more importantly, you know, I'm a defensive guy. Those corners was handling their business, not giving nothing up. And you already saw what Michigan pass rush was doing. I'm gonna go ahead and hand it over to you.
Yeah, I picked Michigan because I like Washington defense hasn't really been all that good this year. They played good in certain moments, but they haven't really shut down a team. All the games they won, team that was a team that put up like 30 points. So I was like, Michigan defense is too good. So if they don't strike early and catch them slipping, they're gonna be in trouble. They should have ran the ball a little bit more because Dillard was an other kid, number 20. They were getting yardage, but you know, they wanted to stick with the pass, and Michigan was all over, man. That front seven for them is great, man. Shout out to Michigan coordinators, man. They did a great job keeping that team afloat while Harbaugh dealt with his suspension. And ended off like this. It was basically like, it was just basically, you know, tailor made for them to win it because after all the shit they was going through, the NCAA. Now Harbaugh might ride out back in the sunset back to the NFL, take the Chargers job or something, and get them right back to prominence. But yeah, great dominant win by Michigan. Washington, like I said, they should have just ran the ball. They panicked a little early and got two pass happy and it cost them. We'll do a little bit of NBA talk. So let's talk about a couple games, you know, that you saw, and then a little bit about your team, you know.
I was going to talk about a couple teams and a couple players that I've been with. First of all, I'm gonna start off with the Spurs. What's his name? Wimby. He need help. It's ridiculous what they doing with the Spurs. I don't even think Tim Duncan had to deal with this type of crap. I mean, there is nobody else on the Spurs. So I'm just saying, Spurs fans and Spurs organization, you need to go get you your next Tony Parker or Manu Ginobili right now, because do not waste this guy's talent. You still have the great Greg Popovich right there. Make it happen. It's just that simple. Make it happen. I hate to see this guy to be that talented and get his ass bust. And did you see the game against Milwaukee? Yo, he was going toe-to-toe with the Greek Freak, blocking his shots, dunking on him, taking him one-on-one. I mean, I'm sitting up here like thinking like maybe this guy would cower away from the Greek Freak because the Greek Freak more physical. He's the MVP of the league, NBA champion. I thought, he stuck up. He came to the challenge, handled his business. The only reason why they really lost because you couldn't name anybody else on the Spurs. That's what I'm going to get rid of. He by far rookie of the year. It's not even close. Next up, man, I got to give a credit to the Oklahoma City Thunder. What they doing right now is out of control. I've been saying this to you, bro, a long time ago. If all of them niggas ever be healthy at the same time, it's a wrap. I've been said that. What's up? How you doing, Shannon? I've been said that to death. I'm being funny right there. If Child Molester Giddy and fucking Shea Giddy, I said it. Him and Chet. I said it. If all three of them together healthy, yo, OKC gonna be something to be threatened with. And yo, what's the dude name on OKC? He played with the curly hair with the little bush.
Who's the curly hair, the bush? I'm trying to think. It must be Isaiah Joe.
He got the bush. I think he one of y'all starters. Yo, he coming out of nowhere.
You gotta be talking about Jalen Williams got cornrows and Dort got cornrows too. So you must be talking about Isaiah Joe.
I guarantee you, when we done the show, I'm gonna see the roster and show you who I'm talking about. But yo, they own this guy. He fourth best player on that team on the low. I think he y'all power forward. I want to say he y'all power forward.
Then you must be talking about Jalen Williams.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. Don't got no bush. He got cornrows anyway.
All right, yeah, but you handling his business.
Jalen Williams,
Yeah, exactly. He definitely handling his business. I can't take nothing away from him, man. OKC is a team to threaten with. Let me go to the Lakers. Shitty. Y'all won that stupid ass competition, in-game competition, and it ain't do shit. I told you what the rule should have been. The in-game competition, that in-season shit, it should have been like this. If you win this championship right here, you could have the number 12 seed. You got an automatic playoff spot. But they just won some extra money, which is shitty. Ain't nobody talking about the Lakers. They need to disbandle the Lakers. Matter of fact, Cameron Williams, all them guys, get them out of there. D'Angelo Russell, get him out of there. Just get rid of the whole team. And hell, even get rid of LeBron because the championship run is over. And I ain't going to lie. Shout out to LeBron James with that dunk that he had on Paul George the other night. It was good. But it looked like all the energy that the Lakers had, you sent it to the Clippers. Right now, the Clippers is hot. You can't stop James Harden right now. Russell Westbrook went to the bench. They've been unstoppable since he went to the bench. Paul George got his fever back, and I ain't gonna lie, Kawhi Leonard on the low is busting people ass. A quiet Kawhi Leonard is busting people ass. We so fantasizing what Russell Westbrook is doing and the shit that James Harden can bring to the table, we missing what Kawhi Leonard is doing right here on the low. He's still the leader of that team, you feel me? We just all stuck in the fancy shit. Of course, I got to mention my Celtics. Man, you seen Jason Tatum the other night. I mean, destroying the Pacers. Destroying them. My man was 8 of 13 from three-point land. There's nothing you could do. There's nothing you can stop about that dude at all. What else I want to say? Shout out to the trade that Toronto did by getting R.J. Barrett. You feel me? Coming back home to where he wanted to play. He grew up a Raptors fan. It was good to see that happen. The Wizards, y'all still shitty. That's the Wizards seem like some shit. When you fuck up on them other teams, go to the Wizards. You feel me? Your tickets is $12. You might average 40 points a game, but your team gonna be 10-6. I can't say nothing about that. Detroit Pistons, it's a damn shame what the Detroit Pistons organization look like. Get rid of that whole team. Dismantle that whole team. It's about time you start making some trades and get veterans. I mean, how long are you going to let the Detroit Pistons rebuild? Y'all boys been rebuilding since Ben Wallace and Richard Hamilton. It's about time to get the job done. And who else I want to mention? I'm kind of shocked that the Milwaukee Bucks are struggling the way they is. I assume just because you brought those two guys together, easily the best record in the NBA by far. Not even close. We shouldn't even be talking about my Celtics being at the top right now. Miami, of course, keeping it afloat. New York Knicks, I like the trade, but didn't like the trade because it make me think what you really going to do. I got to give a shout out to Jalen Brunson, who's handling his business. But for the most part, I like how the NBA season is going. It's very tough now. It's not no, it's going to the West or it's going to the East. Everybody can get their ass bust right now. So that's what I've been waiting for, to get 90s basketball and early 2000 basketball real competition. I'm going to hand it over to you.
Just going to give a standings from both East side, the records and all that. And, you know, so number one in the West, the Timberwolves, 25-10. And guess who's right here at number two? The team you just was talking about. Well, not just was talking about, but the team you started off with. My Oklahoma City Thunder. We won game behind the Timberwolves, who we smoked, by the way, by 30 2 weeks ago. We can creep up and get the number one seed. Who thought this little rebuilding team from Oklahoma City Tulsa will be number two in the West? But, hey, you know, that's why you play the games. Mm-hmm. Number three, the defending champions, the Denver Nuggets, 26-12. We smoked them, too. Clippers, they're 23-13. This ain't like they're starting to gel now. We smoked them as well. The Kings, 21-14, they're the fifth seed. They starting the road. The Mavericks, 22-15. So Luka and Kyrie, they still hanging in there. The Pelicans, Zion finally getting it together. He got a baby in the way, so you know he can't sit around and just eat crawfish and just mess around with OnlyFans models. So he's getting it together. They're at the seventh seed. The Rockets. Right now at the 8th seed, it's 18-17, so Ime Udoka is getting his team, you know, he getting them turning around. The Suns are 19-18, you know, they're injured right now. We're waiting for Bradley Beal to come back. The Lakers, the NBA in-season champion. Sorry, Shannon, I had to say it because she's a dog. They're 18-19 right now with a winning record, but they would be in the play-in game right now. I had to end it. And then the Jazz at 18-20, and the Warriors at 17-19. Memphis at 13-23, with Trailblazers at 10-25, and the Spurs at 5-30. Lord have mercy. Let's go to the East. The Celtics, 28-8, who we just beat last week, by the way. the Bucks, 25-12. They're the second best record in the East, not bad. Philadelphia 76ers, 23-12. They're the 3 seed right now. The Magic are 21-15 at the 4 seed. Okay, we see what y'all doing. That's over right there. He might be back. Shannon, I haven't been watching Suns games. He might be back, but I know he was out for a minute. But then the Magic, they're in the mix of things. So that young talent finally starting to come together. Excuse me. The Miami Heat, 21-15. They're the 5th seed. The Pacers right now are 21-15 as well, 6th seed. The Knicks, we just said, to trade R.G. Barrett to the Raptors. They're 21-15, the 7th seed. Okay, we got the Cavaliers. They're the 8th seed right now, 21-15. The Bulls.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, the Bulls are 17-21, but right now they'll be in the play-in game because they're 9. The Nets are 16-21. They'll be in the play-in, and the Raptors would be fighting for the play-in at 15-21 along with the Hawks, and the rest of the teams are out of contention. Okay, Lakers need to make moves. We need some defenders and people who actually shoot the ball. Yeah, Shannon, definitely. A lot of your colleague Laker fans thought y'all was going to go back to the finals by winning the in-season tournament. But hey, that's why you play the games, right? All right, let's recap some of these Week 18 games. So, all right, Maurice, go ahead. Any NFL, any Week 18 games that stood out to you?
Oh, of course. Let me make it good. First of all, I ain't gonna lie. I thought the Eagles was gonna trash us, but my Giants was not having it. Everybody know me. I pick Giants Ravens every year in the Super Bowl. Only got it one time. I hope it'll happen again. But I ain't gonna lie. I was definitely shocked how we handled them dudes. We damn near could have blew them out if we wasn't trying to get the ball to Sterling Shepard so bad. I wanted to tell you this too, bro. I literally seen that the Giants might be signing Saquon Barkley back. I'm going to tell you why. They purposely held that dude under 1,000 yards because if he would win over 1,000 or got 1,000, they would have had to give him more bread. So that, I think they kept him at like 940-something on purpose so that way it could keep him but not give him everything he was doing. So I like the move, but it's kind of cheap and cruddy, though. But back to what we was talking about. Of course, man, my Giants, they handled their business on all phases of the ball. Special teams, we handled our business. Defense, we was getting that to the quarterback. Shout out to my man Xavier McKinney. Y'all know Alabama. He had 2 picks, played every defensive snap. Only 2 players this year has played every defensive snap. Bobby Okereke, and of course my man Xavier McKinney, probably my favorite player on defense right now. I just like how we handled the business right there. Far as with the Ravens, I'm not gonna lie, man. I'm gonna tell you like this. Even though the Ravens game don't count, get Tyler Huntley ass the fuck out of there. I mean, this nigga, when he throw the ball, he don't even pat the ball. I'm sitting up here looking at that shit like, what? I thought he would at least improve because last year when y'all played the Bengals, well, I didn't mean to say y'all because it's me too. Last year when the Ravens played the Bengals, I thought he could at least beat them or not even beat them. You would have learned from what you did last year. And when you get in this year, you play, oh my goodness. Stop calling him Snoop. Call him Dog. Don't call him Snoop no more. Call that man Dog. Don't even call him Snoop no more. Snoop is a slick nickname if you're killing or something. It was trash. It looked bad. And the funny thing is, even though it looked trash and bad, the Ravens still had a chance to win. That go to show you how much the Steelers really suck and don't belong in the playoffs. Let's go ahead and knock that off. I want to give the whole AFC North some credit, too. Three teams from that division are in the playoffs, so I got to give credit where it was due.
All four of them got a winning record.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the first time in history it ever happened. I got to give a shout out. This is the first time in a long time that the Bills, Browns, and Lions made the playoffs. We ain't seen nothing like this since the 1920s. That's how trash these boys is. Got to give a shout out to Detroit, you feel me, for handling that business. I've been talking about Detroit as far as NFC teams the whole entire season, saying that they were going to really put it together. I wish that defense get a little bit better because it seems like once they get their protection, they passing all on them corners. They really rely on their pass rush. So I got to give credit where it was due. Shout out to my man Gibbs, too. Alabama all day, number 26. I just can't wait for the playoffs to start. Like I said, they handle their business. Who else I want to give a big shout out? The Jets, how they pulled that win off. That was beautiful. You feel me? And what? Miami not in the playoffs, right? Miami is knocked out. Am I correct?
No, they play the Chiefs. They've been clinched the playoff spot. They were playing for the number 2 seed.
Okay, that's right. Okay. Yeah. I forgot. Yeah. It was what's the name who lost the spot? My bad. The Jaguars had it and they lost it. My bad. That's what I was talking about. And I'm definitely super shocked at the Jaguars. I mean, you know, I talked on here all the time. I had the Jaguars winning their division. You feel me? And they had their division in their hand until they started taking them losses and all that shit. And we already seen. Shout out to and that's the way to close the season. I'm gonna hand it over to you. That's the way you close the season out, letting CJ come up there, show why he could probably be MVP, but I'm going to pump my brakes, clearly rookie of the year. That's the way to get it done. And all I'm going to say is I'm scared of them when the playoffs come. That team looked like they're playing behind their quarterback. I'm scared right now. I'm going to hand it over to you.
Yeah, and they probably could have had a better record had he not missed 2 games. You know, he missed two games. Like, the kid threw for 4,000 yards, 20-something touchdowns, only 5 picks. Like you said, had their record would have been better, you could have really made a case for him being MVP, and it's not far-fetched because the numbers support it. You know, like I said, they won a division for the first time since 2019. You know, they've been dealing with the whole Deshaun Watson nonsense and all that, so they finally got that out the way, and now they finally got a homegrown coach that know what, know what it's like to be in that organization. Now you can go to those players, like, hey, I put that same jersey on you did. All you got to do is go look me up, you know, so they can relate to him more. So they're going to go to the, they're going to fight for him, fight. So the Texans finally got it right, man. Finally got it right, and that team is playing ball. The Jaguars shit the bed. You got a chance to win a division 2 years in a row. You lose to a Titan team that ain't got nothing to play for. Like, you know. The Saints, they ended the year with a winning record. Finally got the quarterback position right. They lost a couple games that kind of hurt them. But, you know, they finished with a winning record. The Patriots, the Bill Belichick might as well go and retire and go chill with his grandkids, you know, and let like Mike Vrabel, somebody take that job, whatever, because it's just, it's time is up, man. Getting older, Tom Brady not walking back through that door, so yeah. Shout out to the Bucks winning the NFC South. They showed they still kept this team relevant, even though Brady's gone. Their defense pitched a shutout. I ain't seen too many of them yet, 9-0. I don't care if it was against the Panthers, Boston College. I don't care. Shutout is hard to get in the NFL. Packers made the playoffs. They like, you know, Aaron, you know, of course, Aaron Rodgers now walking back through the door, but we got nothing but love for Jordan Love. He went out there with this thing. He had a great season, and they're in the playoffs. The Cowboys won the NFC East. You know, the Eagles had a chance. The Giants spanked them. So I'm talking about two games at the same time here. And they went out and dominated the Commanders. So now they, you know, they're going to be hosting the Packers, which we're going to talk about in a second once I finish the game. The Raiders, man. Antonio Pierce has to get this job, man. They've been fighting. Like, Rich Versace took them to the playoffs in 2021. They decided to go with Josh McDaniels, which is a mistake. So hopefully Mark Davis learns this time. I'm going to go with the guy. The players like and respect versus the guy, versus the popular choice, the boy wonder. You know. So hopefully he gets it right. Seattle won. You're giving them two back-to-back winning seasons since Russ gone. You know, they lost a game or two that could have hurted them. And then the Bills took the 2 seed after being left for dead a couple weeks ago. They got on the win streak and got together. So yeah, man, definitely shout out to them. All right, we now on to our predictions for these playoff games. We'll give our score, and I'll say a brief little. We won't give out X factors for the game for each team. So the first game Saturday. You good? Okay. The first game on Saturday, Browns at hold on, wait for him to come back. Probably had to do something. Kane, what's up, baby? My guy. We gotta get you on here now. We gotta get you on here soon. Ready to talk about the playoffs in a second when my reach come back. Yeah, we let y'all get in the playoffs. We didn't want nobody to get hurt, bro. So you got it. Yeah. Buffalo gonna see y'all home, though. We're gonna talk about that in a second. We're not ducking no Joe Flacco, bro. We want all that smoke. They play the Texans without CJ Stroud and all those teams. We ready for them. Whatever, you know. Well, first they gotta worry about the Texans. They beat them without Stroud and almost lost. So they get past the Texans, then we'll talk about that. But right now, they gotta worry about what's in front of them. I don't know what's going on, Maurice, but I'm gonna give my predictions so we can get up out of here. We got Browns, Texas. Going to the Browns, Texans in this one. They met a couple weeks ago. Browns won 36-22. Like I said, no CJ Stroud. Once they put in Davis Mills, they almost came and won the game. So I think with CJ Stroud playing now, I like their chances. So I'm gonna go with the Texans in this one. My score, I think it's gonna be a close game. I'm gonna go Texans 24, Browns 21. You feel me? Got Dolphins and Chiefs. This was a tricky game. Tyreek going back to KC for the first time, you know, since he moved on. Chiefs have been up and down, but, you know, you can never count out Patrick Mahomes. So, and for that exact reason, I'm going with the Chiefs in a tight one. I'm going to go 27-24 KC. Steelers and Bills. It's going to get interesting. Pittsburgh, you know, only won their last three to get in with some help. But Buffalo been playing great, man. So it's like, you know, them boys been balling, man. So I'm going to go with the Bills in this one. Because, like I said, no TJ Watt. You got the MC sprays at grade three, so he's going to be out. And then Mason Rudolph, you know. I'm taking Josh Allen and Mason Rudolph every day of the week. Okay, Maurice back. All right, Maurice. I made my predictions for the first two games. Browns, Texans, so go ahead and make yours.
Okay, Browns, Texans. I believe this game will be played in what was the game gonna be at?
It's in Houston.
Houston. I want to play devil's advocate and definitely go with Joe Flacco because that boy hot right now. But you feel me? I'm gonna trust in CJ. He been getting the job done, and I want this rookie at least finish off with a first round win. This game in Texas, I'm gonna give it a nice hard fought fight with Joe Flacco, where they looking like they should sign him back. I'm gonna give the Texans 30. I'm going to go 30-27. Going with the Texans.
Get Dolphins and Chiefs. I made my prediction for that too.
Dolphins and Chiefs. I'm thinking this one is going to be the one where they blow the Dolphins out and Tyreek Hill kill. So what I mean is I want this score to be, I'm going 42-27. Tyreek Hill got all the touchdowns.
Steelers and Bills. I was waiting for you to come. So I guess I was just saying before you hop back on. I'm taking Josh Allen or Rudolph twice every day, four times on Sunday. I'm going Bills 31, Steelers 17.
Oh, that's easy. I'm going to go with the same thing. I think the Steelers probably going to get their ass blown the hell out because look what the Ravens did. I gotta say we. That's my team too. So I'm going to go with the same thing. I'm going to go 31-7. 31-7. It don't even look close.
Gotcha. All right. The old traditional rivalry, but this time no Aaron Rodgers. So the Cowboys going to get over the boogeyman this time. Packers, Cowboys in Dallas.
I think the thing that's going for the Cowboys right now is that the fact the Packers don't have the legit wide receivers that they used to go against from the Packers. The Cowboys are not going against legit wide receivers, and Jordan Love is just learning. I'm going to go in a tight little game, and I'm talking about tight where it'd be tight for a while, but the Cowboys pull away. I'm going to go with the Cowboys winning and a good one. Let me go 33-17. I'm going with the Cowboys 33-17.
Yeah, I'm going Dallas because Dallas, everything fell for them. They got the 2 seed. They can avoid the Niners for at least to the NFC Championship round. So I think they're going to take care of business here. I'm going to go 27-10. You know, I think Jordan Love, you know, put up a touchdown, but it's just, like I said, Parsons and them boys going to probably be on them a little bit much. So I'm going to Cowboys 27-10. The Matt Stafford, Jared Goff Bowl. Both of them going against their former teams, you know, in the playoffs. One took the Rams to the Super Bowl, one won a Super Bowl with the Rams. So Rams at Lions Sunday night. Who you got?
It's going to be loud in there in Detroit. So I'm getting Detroit. I'm going with Detroit all the way. I'm going to ride the wave of Detroit. I want them to get their first win in a long ass time. But it would not shock me if Matt Stafford. I would say this, and here's my, and I'm gonna hand it over to you, Matt Stafford. This could be your retirement, beating the Rams, and then retiring. I'm trying to tell you, you got everything. You beat every NFL team there is except for the Rams. So you beat the Rams, and that's how I think it'll be good. But I'm riding Detroit Lions. They're gonna be all over Matt Stafford. I'm going with Detroit Lions getting the job done. I'm going 31-24 Detroit Lions.
I disagree. I think Sean McVay, man, what he did with this team, unbelievable, losing all those stars and all that, and still got this team competitive. The Lions, their first time in the playoffs since 2016. Dan Campbell doing a great job, but I don't know, man. Last couple of games, they've been looking real, like, you know, the Lions, the Vikings could have had them twice. The Bears beat them. So it's like, I'm going to go with the Rams. You know, they just, this team was just in the Super Bowl. They still got a vast majority of that team there. Sean McVay has been at two Super Bowls, so he know how to coach a playoff game. So I'm going to go Rams. I'm going to go 23-20 Rams. All right, the last game of Wild Card weekend, yeah. Eagles at Bucks. Get what you got.
But before I ask that, can you agree? I ain't going to lie. I hate Baker Mayfield by far, most improved player. By far. I'm not going to lie.
Absolutely.
But I got to be real. I think the Eagles are going to be upset about what my Giants did, and they're going to release the hounds on Baker Mayfield. And it wouldn't shock me that Baker Mayfield played good this whole entire season. But against that game, yo, I got the Eagles getting all over there. I'm Baker Mayfield throwing at least three interceptions. I think Baker Mayfield's stats might be 3 touchdowns, 275, and he threw 3 picks. And the Eagles went off those 3 picks. And Jalen Hurts, get that shit together. Get it together, and I hope A.J. Brown is healthy, but I'm going to go with the Eagles getting the job done. Let me go 34-20. 34-20, I'm going with the Eagles.
I'm going 35-21, so basically same score, just minus a point on each end. Because they was put up here, you know, starting off 10-1 and got brought back to earth because they thought they can just easily walk back to the Super Bowl. It don't work like that. And they're getting it up the hard way. Teams actually do better sometimes when they're in the lower seed. Now, Philly, like, all right, y'all writing us all, y'all San Fran, Dallas. Okay, cool. We're going to creep back through the back door. Let's go start with beating them on Baker Mayfield. Like I agree with you. He's going to throw the ball. And create, you know, he's gonna, you know, give it up because, like I said, I'm tripping, slaying those guys, gonna get them. And that pass rush, man, the pass rush gonna get back on track. And then they got Darius Leonard over there, he's gonna be able to stop that run game with Shaw White and all that. So, yeah, and, you know, and then Jalen gonna do his thing on the ground and then get AJ Brown and Devontae Smith involved. This team is experienced, they just went to the Super Bowl. I mean, so yeah, I think they're gonna at least get them one by 2 touchdowns. All right, that's it for today's show. Oh man, we had some great topics. Like I said, we're gonna most likely do Mondays because, like I said, it's easier for me and Marvin both. So we'll come back here. He'll have some good topics. We'll talk about the wild card and we'll make our divisional round picks. Go ahead, co-host. Go ahead, do your thing.
Hey man, as always, man, it's a pleasure to do this shit with Big Bro, man. We've been doing it for years now, man. I'm giving y'all some good entertainment, some good content, man. Y'all know how much we love sports. But as always, man, if you're looking for me, my name is Maurice Savage Jr. You can find me on Facebook, which I know you will. But if you can't find me on Facebook and you're on Instagram, usually like myself, find me on Instagram, I_AM_the_Pharaoh. That's me, baby. Defensive back, DB life or no life at all, baby.
Yeah, for those who are following us since day one, this is 3 years. We're past so fast. Started this thing January 5th, 2021, of my very first episode by myself. I didn't know what the hell I was doing or getting into, and I just stepped into it and it took off. Maurice joined me in my second episode and ain't never stopped since. So I appreciate you, brother, for tagging along with me on this 3-year ride and many more to come. You know what I mean? Keep that same energy, man. It's, you know, and that's what you did. You kept that same energy. Love you for life for that, man.
Yes, sir. Brothers for life, man.
All right, everyone. Like I said, I'll check this up on YouTube. All the audio versions are right there in the description. You know, Talking Ravens, we'll be back next week. We took a break, you know, to chill and, you know, watch the wild card games. So you can catch us Tuesday, you know, 7:15 Eastern, YouTube, Twitter, all that stuff like that. Maurice, he going to have the Way Love Goes season 4, I think, now, right?
But yeah, season 4.
Yeah, so him and Gary going to have some stuff like that. So y'all can check them out as well. So, everyone, love y'all guys. Have a great rest of the week. Enjoy the playoff games. I'll be back here Monday with my ace, Boo Cool, Maurice. So make sure y'all, you know what I'm about to say. Be great on the way to the figure 8 and always, and I mean always, remember, the hashtag KTSC. Y'all know what I mean? It means keep that same energy. From your host, Justin P., and from my road dog, Maurice Savage Jr., love you guys, and we out. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of your favorite YouTube channel and podcast. Keep that same energy with your host, Justin P., and my MVP co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, my co-host, your co-host, Mr. Mari Savage Jr. It's episode 224 for the YouTube channel, and for the regular audio version, it's season 5, episode 49, so you're almost on season 6 soon. All the links are right there in the description for the audio podcast if you can't watch live. And also, myself and Maurice's, well, Instagram is in there. Social media platforms we can follow us at. So today, got some good stuff for y'all. You know, sorry we missed y'all. You know, been taking a little break for the holidays. But, you know, without further ado, here's the man, the myth, the legend, my co-host, your co-host, Mr. Maurice Savage Jr. Yay, yay!
Man, what's good, people? What's good, family? It feels good to be back, as always, man, doing this shit big with Big Bro, man. As always, man, we got another exciting show. Y'all been watching the weekend how exciting sports have been from the NBA to the NFL. But as always, man, I ain't going to hold you too long. Of course, we're going to hit you with some emotions because I know when it comes to sports, it bleeds right here from the heart. And then, of course, we definitely going to hit you with some opinions because we know what we're talking about and our opinions matter. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter unless we hit you with the facts.
And that's a fact, Jack. Yeah, no, I'm about to get the first topic going on. So we're going to start with some wrestling. The first topic, we've been supposed to talk about this, but we've been hit and miss. Now with CM Punk and Randy Orton back in the fold in WWE, how do you see WWE using these guys going forward and pushing them far as main events and titles and stuff? Floor is yours, co-host.
To be honest, I'm a little bit confused on what they really doing in WWE. And the reason why I say confused at its highest level is because we see them riding the wave of CM Punk. We see them riding the wave of Randy Orton. We seen them ride the same way of Jey Uso and Cody Rhodes. It's no reason why neither one of those guys should have been champion. One of those guys could have, and I know you're trying to protect Roman's prestige and all that, but at the end of the day, you need to be worried about if the crowd is going to have the big pop for the next champion. Easily, it would have been a great pop if Jey Uso would have did it. Easily, Cody Rhodes came back to finish the story. I don't even know who people love the most out of Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, to be honest. When you turn it on, those two get the loudest crowd reaction, of course, since CM Punk have come back and Randy Orton to a certain extent. But we talking about Seth Rollins music come on, you hear the whole crowd singing it. Soon as Cody Rhodes music come on, you hear everybody singing. So I feel like Cody Rhodes should at least had a shot at Seth Rollins and beat him or something like that. But the question that you ask is CM Punk. The CM Punk thing, I mean, I think what they're going to do is they're probably going to cheat Seth Rollins and probably make him lose, probably make CM Punk beat him because of the way the people is just riding the wave of CM Punk. But however, I'm glad that these guys both came back. Wrestling was almost looking like, yo, we're running out of people to keep people intrigued on the show. I mean, hell, you even see my man AJ Styles getting put in there for his main event level. And you already know it's a fatal four-way getting ready to come up and all that shit. So my thing is, I love Roman Reigns. I like what he's doing. I love the record and all that. But you cannot keep bringing all this talent in to get views and you not letting these people who bring you views fight Roman Reigns. So to me, I mean, I think if you're, since because I heard rumors about Cody Rhodes leaving, if you're not going to let Jey Uso beat Roman Reigns, it got to be CM Punk or Randy Orton. I'm going to hand it over to you.
I agree with everything you just said. I think they're both going to get title opportunities. You know, Seth Rollins and CM Punk got a history. They really don't like each other in real life. Like, that's real life heat. So that makes for a good storyline. It's basically like the Martin Day, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart rivalry. So I think they're going to let them two go at it at Royal Rumble. Or if CM Punk wins the Royal Rumble, he's going to pick who he wants. And I think he's going to pick Seth. You know, cause like I said, because they've been going at it for the last decade. As far as Randy Orton, you just see what's going on with him. He's now in a fatal four-way match with Roman Reigns and those guys at Royal Rumble because they're on the head of triple threat on SmackDown New Year's Revolution. They interfered, which I expected. You know, so Can you hear me, Maurice? You looking like you can't hear me. I just want to make sure you can hear me.
Yeah, yeah. You said that's not what you, that's what you expected to happen at the Triple Threat.
Okay, okay. Okay, I just wanted to make sure because you was looking like they had the lower face. Yeah, so now they now yeah, they expected the interference. So Nick Aldis was already smart, like, you know, he told Paul Heyman, tell him congratulations, now he in a fatal four-way match. And that's the way it should be. But for him to lose the title, somebody gonna have to say no outside interference, or if it is, he's gonna have to lose the belt. That's gonna, and we know Roman Reigns can win without help, but that's gonna really see, like, no brother line can help you, nobody can help you. Just you, mano y mano, defend the belt with no type of interference. Like, that's the only, that's how you gonna have to lose the belt. They're gonna have to, they're gonna have to put that stipulation down. I don't know if it's gonna be Vince McMahon, Linda, whoever, somebody, Triple H, somebody gotta put that in that, in his match for him to lose that belt, because not, it's gonna be the same thing up and over and over. Jay Uso, solo, somebody gonna, Paul Heyman gonna distract somebody, make no outside interference from the bloodline, and like I said, and then we'll see title shift hands. That's it for that. So, all right, our next topic, we're gonna recap the college playoffs. So we have Alabama in Michigan. That was a hell of a game. You can go ahead and talk about that first.
Well, for me, I just felt like Alabama, we did what we were supposed to do. To me, I'm not going to lie, and you might correct me if I'm wrong. Alabama this year looked like the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, we really had no talented wide receivers. We just had great players around us. But as you see every night with the Ravens, Lamar Jackson making it happen. And I ain't going to lie, if my man McElroy probably would have won these games, I think he probably could have had the Heisman Trophy straight took like that. But, I mean, he was playing like Lamar Jackson the entire season. He tried to give his best Lamar Jackson performance against Michigan. But, I mean, it is what it is. Michigan was just a better team this year, hands down. That's really all I can say. I mean, we had the game in our hands. We played the best we could. But, I mean, you got to give credit. It's just that simple. Michigan was just a better team this year. I'm going to hand it over to you.
Yeah, it was a heck of a game, man. I mean, 27-20 and over, and almost with the double overtime. But the Ravens too got receivers this year, though.
Yeah.
Obviously, so you can't say that. But the Alabama do got some talent. I like that kid Burt. Milrow, he got enough and beat a rogue Georgia team to get in the top four. It was great, man. It was just a hell of a game, man. They BCS, in my opinion, got it right, and we'll get into that after we finish this game. So Michigan, like I said, they've been dominant all year, and they continue there. So let's go Texas and Washington. Give me a recap on that.
Well, first of all, I'm shocked. I'm not gonna lie. I thought Texas was gonna win that game. No matter how good, how much I like Mike, Michael. I shout out to Michael. If there's a chance, Giants, it's either Caleb Williams or him. Nobody else on the board. But anyway, back to what you were saying. I ain't gonna lie, it was a hell of a game to me. I didn't know it was gonna go like that. I clearly thought Texas was gonna win, and it was gonna be a rematch versus Texas and Alabama. Texas versus Miami. Versus Michigan. I thought that was gonna wind up being happening. But I mean, this kid did what he had to do, he handled his business. I don't even know who's going to win the Heisman Trophy out of Mike or the quarterback from Michigan, because both of these guys played outstanding in these games for real. It's sad to say that your last game was a game that you lost, but overall, wish Washington handled their situation on all phases of the ball, special team, defense, everything. I don't even think it was close to them even losing. They just came out there clicking on all cylinders, and it was more like Texas was trying to play keep up with this new team. So hopefully this guy might come back to Washington and keep this team afloat, but if not, bring your ass to the Giants. I'm going to hand it over to you.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I had Texas winning too, man. I don't know if you even saw my Facebook picture. One of the lawyers at the Bell Network, where he a big Texas fan, so he bought me a Texas Longhorn fleece. I was wearing it. You know, it was actually nice, too. It's nice, but yeah, shout out to Mr. Dave. He gave it to me. So I definitely had to win it. Quinn Bowers, he played great. You know, Michael Penn is just hard to deal with, man. You know what I mean? The kid just a beast. So, yeah, that was 37-34. That went down to the wire. So, yeah, heck of a game. All right, before we talk about the national championship, let's talk about some teams you might have felt like they got snubbed out of the top four.
Well, there probably was a few teams, and I'll let you discuss those guys and all that shit. But to me, I know we said Michigan was the best team all year, but to me, in my opinion, Florida State was the best team. You were undefeated, and you won the final game with your third string quarterback. I don't get it. I don't understand. That's what Florida State did was what you want your team, your NFL favorite team to do. Have a star quarterback, be on your way to the playoffs and Super Bowl. Get a second string in there because your first string got hurt and still show promise of at least playoff where at least if my first string come back, we can make the Super Bowl. But this is what you do. You use the first string and the second string and your third string comes in and perform. I mean, come on, man. I ain't never seen nothing like that in college football or even in any football period. You already know when you go down the depth chart of quarterbacks or down the depth chart at any position, the player is supposed to be worse because he would be a starter. And in this situation, I just seen three quarterbacks play for Florida State and get the job done. I'm not even going to lie. I'm an Alabama fan all day, but I wouldn't have been mad if they would have snubbed my boys. You feel me? Because, I mean, we did have the one loss, and I'm Alabama all day. Y'all can see the hat. But Florida State definitely, by far, deserved it. And the only thing I can say is, to give the little punch to Florida State is, maybe people don't think you deserve it because if you would have went into the playoffs with a third-string quarterback, you probably would have got slaughtered. So I guess they were trying to say, well, leave on a good note. Let that be Florida State championship that you went undefeated with three different quarterbacks. I'm going to hand it over to you.
Yeah, definitely Florida State got shafted, though. Ain't no doubt about that. They should have definitely, you know, these got a shot. And this is my biggest rival, but, you know, I got to be fair here. They definitely played pretty good ball, man. So, you know, like you said, Jordan Travis doesn't get hurt. They're definitely in the top four for sure because they definitely were one of the better teams in the country. And then playing in the SEC, I mean, ACC didn't help, but they beat some SEC teams. They beat a lot of good teams this year, so. It's unfortunate, and then a lot of players, they dropped out of the bowl game, so that's why Georgia smoked them the way they did, you know, so it was unfortunate, but like I said, but they got it right because you put that backup quarterback against Michigan or even you guys, they get their ass kicked. So from a competition committee, they got it because all the games were very close except for last night. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, it just was the luck of the draw. He got hurt at the wrong time. Oh, he got hurt. Perry. Getting hurt, Perry would have hurt him. So it's just like I said. Had he not went down, he definitely would have been in it. Georgia, you could have made a case for them because they were so dominant. They lost. They just lost to, you know, They had their worst loss at the worst time of the year at SEC championship. But they still, in my opinion, was one of the better teams in the country. You could have said Ohio State, but they lost to Michigan, so that kind of hurt. So yeah, those three teams right there: Florida State, Georgia, and Ohio State. Everybody else, like, you know. They got in where they fit in there. All right, let's recap last night's national championship. Michigan beats Washington 34-13 when their first national championship since 1997. Go ahead, Coach.
Well, the first thing I'm going to say is, because I'm going to be short and sweet and let you handle it, but I'm going to say a few long things. First of all, who knew the game was going to be like that? I literally thought, what was the score for Washington and not this game, but who Washington played before. Wasn't the score 37-30?
37-34 against Texas, yeah.
Right. Exactly. I was expecting that again. I literally was expecting that again. I was not expecting Michigan defense to do what they was doing. I was expecting this kid, Mike, to come out there and handle his business and destroy them and throw. I ain't going to lie. I kind of wanted to put money on Washington. Like, yo, you know how much bridge you're going to make because even though Michigan the favorite, Washington going to – but, I mean – Michigan just showed they was pure dominant on. I hate going another game where they proved they were dominant on all sides of the ball. Shout out to John Harbaugh coming out there to support his brother Jim. But I mean, it was really given like, yo, Michigan gonna win the championship this year, and the Ravens gonna win the Super Bowl this year. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, these brothers are brothers of destruction. Coaching staff did an amazing job tackling, amazing. Oh, shit. My bad. I'm back. Defense did an amazing job. The quarterback for Michigan played like he had ice in his veins. He handled his business. Accurate throws. The running game was on point. And more importantly, you know, I'm a defensive guy. Those corners was handling their business, not giving nothing up. And you already saw what Michigan pass rush was doing. I'm gonna go ahead and hand it over to you.
Yeah, I picked Michigan because I like Washington defense hasn't really been all that good this year. They play good in certain moments, but they haven't really shut down a team. All the games they won, team that was a team that put up like 30 points. So I was like, Michigan defense is too good. So if they don't strike early and catch them slipping, they're gonna be in trouble. They should have ran the ball a little bit more because Dillard was an other kid, number 20. They were getting yardage, but you know, they wanted to stick with the pass, and Michigan was all over, man. That front seven for them is great, man. Shout out to Michigan coordinators, man. They did a great job keeping that team afloat while Harbaugh dealt with his suspension. And ended off like this. It was basically like, it was just basically, you know, tailor made for them to win it because after all the shit they was going through, the NCAA. Now Harbaugh might ride out back in the sunset back to the NFL, take the Chargers job or something, and get them right back to prominence. But yeah, great dominant win by Michigan. Washington, like I said, they should have just ran the ball. They panicked a little early and got two pass happening that cost them. We're gonna do a little bit of NBA talk. So let's talk about a couple games, you know, that you saw, and a little bit about your team, you know.
Well, I was going to talk about a couple teams and a couple players that I've been with. First of all, I'm gonna start off with the Spurs. What's his name? Wimby. He need help. It's ridiculous what they're doing with the Spurs. I don't even think Tim Duncan had to deal with this type of crap. I mean, there is nobody else on the Spurs. So I'm just saying, Spurs fans and Spurs organization, you need to go get you your next Tony Parker or Manu Ginobili right now, because do not waste this guy's talent. You still have the great Greg Popovich right there. Make it happen. It's just that simple. Make it happen. I hate to see this guy to be that talented and get his ass bust. Get his team bust. And did you see the game against Milwaukee? Yo, he was going toe-to-toe with the Greek Freak, blocking his shots, dunking on him, taking him one-on-one. I mean, I'm sitting up here like thinking like maybe this guy would cower away from the Greek Freak because the Greek Freak more physical. He's the MVP of the league, NBA champion. I thought, he stuck up. He came to the challenge, handled his business. The only reason why they really lost because you couldn't name anybody else on the Spurs. That's what I'm going to get right there. He by far rookie of the year. It's not even close. Next up, man, I got to give a credit to the Oklahoma City Thunder. What they doing right now is out of control. I've been saying this to you, bro, a long time ago. If all of them niggas ever be healthy at the same time, it's a wrap. I've been said that. What's up? How you doing, Shannon? I've been said that to death. I'm being funny right there. If Child Molester Giddy and fucking Shea Giddy, I said it. Him and Chet. I said it. If all three of them together healthy, yo, OKC gonna be something to be threatened with. And yo, what's the dude name on OKC? He played with the curly hair with the little bush.
Who's the curly hair, the bush? I'm trying to think. It must be Isaiah Joe.
He got the bush. I think he one of y'all starters. Yo, he coming out of nowhere.
You gotta be talking about Jalen Williams got cornrows and Dort got cornrows too. So you must be talking about Isaiah Joe.
I guarantee you, when we done the show, I'm gonna see the roster and show you who I'm talking about. But yo, they own this guy. He fourth best player on that team on the low. I think he power forward. I want to say he all power forward.
Then you must be talking about Jalen Williams.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
He don't got no bush. He got cornrows anyway.
All right, yeah, but you handling his business, James, I got to give credit.
Yeah,
exactly. He definitely handling his business. I can't take nothing away from him, man. OKC is a team to threaten with. Let me go to the Lakers. Shitty. Y'all won that stupid-ass competition, in-game competition, and it ain't do shit. I told you what the rules should have been. The in-game competition, that in-season shit, it should have been like this. If you win this championship right here, you could have the number 12 seed. You got an automatic playoff spot. But they just won some extra money, which is shitty. Ain't nobody talking about the Lakers. They need to disband the Lakers. Matter of fact, Cameron Williams, all them guys, get them out of there. D'Angelo Russell, get them out of there. Just get rid of the whole team. And hell, even get rid of LeBron, because the championship run is over. And I ain't gonna lie, shout out to LeBron James with that dunk that he had on Paul George the other night. It was good. But it looked like all the energy that the Lakers had, you sent it to the Clippers. Right now, the Clippers is hot. You can't stop James Harden right now. Russell Westbrook went to the bench. They've been unstoppable since he went to the bench. Paul George got his fever back, and I ain't gonna lie, Kawhi Leonard on the low is busting people ass. A quiet Kawhi Leonard is busting people ass. We so fantasizing what Russell Westbrook are doing and the shit that James Harden can bring to the table. We missing what Kawhi Leonard is doing right here on the low. He's still the leader of that team, you feel me? We just all stuck in the fancy shit. Of course, I got to mention my Celtics. Man, you seen Jason Tatum the other night. I mean, destroying the Pacers. Destroying them. My man was 8 of 13 from three-point land. There's nothing you could do. There's nothing you can stop about that dude at all. What else I want to say? Shout out to the trade that Toronto did by getting RJ Barrett. You feel me? Coming back home to where he wanted to play. He grew up a Raptors fan. It was good to see that happen. The Wizards, y'all still shitty. That's the Wizards seem like some shit. When you fuck up on them other teams, go to the Wizards. You feel me? Your tickets is $12. You might average 40 points a game, but your team gonna be 10-6. I can't say nothing about that. Detroit Pistons, it's a damn shame what the Detroit Pistons organization look like. Get rid of that whole team, dismantle that whole team. It's about time you start making some trades and get veterans. I mean, how long are you going to let the Detroit Pistons rebuild? Y'all boys been rebuilding since Ben Wallace and Richard Hamilton. It's about time to get the job done. And who else I want to mention? I'm kind of shocked that the Milwaukee Bucks are struggling the way they is. I assume just because you brought those two guys together, easily the best record in the NBA by far. Not even close. We shouldn't even be talking about my Celtics being at the top right now. Miami, of course, keeping it afloat. New York Knicks, I like the trade, but didn't like the trade because it made me think what you really going to do. I got to give a shout out to Jalen Brunson, who's handling this business. But for the most part, I like how the NBA season is going. It's very tough now. It's not no, it's going to the West or it's going to the East. Everybody can get their ass bust right now. So that's what I've been waiting for, to get 90s basketball and early 2000 basketball, real competition. I'm going to hand it over to you.
Just going to give a standings from both East side, the records and all that. And, you know, so number one in the West, the Timberwolves, 25-10. And guess who's right here at number two? The team you just was talking about. Well, not just was talking about, but the team you started off with. My Oklahoma City Thunder. We won game behind the Timberwolves, who we smoked, by the way, by 30 2 weeks ago. We can creep up and get the number one seed. Who thought this little rebuilding team from Oklahoma City Tulsa will be number two in the West? But, hey, you know, that's why you play the games. Mm-hmm. Number three, the defending champions, the Denver Nuggets, 26-12. We smoked them, too. Clippers, they're 23-13. They seem like they're starting to gel now. We smoked them as well. The Kings, 21-14, they're the fifth seed. They starting to roll. The Mavericks, 22-15. So Luka and Kyrie, they still hanging in there. The Pelicans, Zion finally getting it together. He got a baby in the way, so you know he can't sit around and just eat crawfish and just mess around with OnlyFans models. So he's getting it together. They're at the seventh seed. The Rockets. Right now, at the 8th seed, it's 18-17. So, Ime Udoka is getting his team. You know, he getting them turning around. The Suns are 19-18. You know, they're injured right now. We're waiting for Bradley Beal to come back. The Lakers, the NBA in-season champion. Sorry, Shannon. I had to say it because she's a dollar Laker fan. They're 18-19 right now with a winning record, but they would be in the play-in game right now. I had to end it. And then the Jazz at 18-20, and the Warriors at 17-19. And Memphis at 13-23, with Trailblazers at 10-25, and the Spurs at 5-30. Lord have mercy. Let's go to the East. The Celtics, 28-8, who we just beat last week, by the way. the Bucks, 25-12. They got the second best record in the East, not bad. Philadelphia 76ers, 23-12. They're the 3 seed right now. The Magic are 21-15 at the 4th seed. Okay, we see what y'all doing. That's over right there. Shay, he might be back. Shay, and I haven't been watching Suns games. He might be back, but I know he was out for a minute. But then the Magic, they're in the mix of things. So that young talent finally starting to come together. Excuse me. The Miami Heat, 21-15. They're the 5th seed. The Pacers right now are 21-15 as well, 6 seed. The Knicks, we just said, to trade RG Barrett to the Raptors. They're 21-15, the 7th seed. Okay, we got the Cavaliers. They're the 8th seed right now, 21-15. The Bulls.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, the Bulls are 17-21, but right now they'll be in the play-in game because they're 9. The Nets are 16-21. They'll be in the play-in, and the Raptors would be fighting for the play-in at 15-21 along with the Hawks, and the rest of the teams are out of contention. Okay, Lakers need to make moves. We need some defenders and people who actually shoot the ball. Yeah, Shannon, definitely. A lot of your colleague Laker fans thought y'all was going to go back to the finals by winning the end season tournament. But hey, that's why you play the games, right? All right, let's recap some of these Week 18 games. So, all right, Maurice, go ahead. Any NFL, any Week 18 games that stood out to you?
Oh, of course. Let me make it good. First of all, I ain't gonna lie. I thought the Eagles was gonna trash us, but my Giants was not having it. Everybody know me. I pick Giants Ravens every year in the Super Bowl. Only got it one time. I hope it'll happen again. But I ain't gonna lie. I was definitely shocked how we handled them dudes. We damn near could have blew them out if we wasn't trying to get the ball to Sterling Shepard so bad. I wanted to tell you this too, bro. I literally seen that the Giants might be signing Saquon Barkley back. I'm going to tell you why. They purposely held that dude under 1,000 yards because if he would went over 1,000 or got 1,000, they would have had to give him more bread. So that, I think they kept him at like 940-something on purpose so that way it could keep him but not give him everything he was doing. So I like the move, but it's kind of cheap and cruddy, though. But back to what we was talking about. Of course, man, my Giants, they handled their business on all phases of the ball. Special teams, we handled our business. Defense, we was getting that to the quarterback. Shout out to my man Xavier McKinney. Y'all know Alabama. He had 2 picks, played every defensive snap. Only 2 players this year has played every defensive snap: Bobby Okereke, and of course my man Xavier McKinney, probably my favorite player on defense right now. I just like how we handled the business right there. Far as with the Ravens, I'm not gonna lie, man. I'm gonna tell you like this: even though the Ravens game don't count, get Tyler Huntley ass the fuck out of there. I mean, this nigga, he throw the ball, he don't even pat the ball. He just, I'm sitting up here looking at that shit like, what? I thought he would at least improve because last year when y'all played the Bengals, well, I didn't mean to say y'all because it's me too. Last year when the Ravens played the Bengals, I thought he could at least beat them or not even beat them. You would have learned from what you did last year. And when you get in this year, you play, oh my goodness. Stop calling him Snoop. Call him Dog. Don't call him Snoop no more. Call that man Dog. Don't even call him Snoop no more. Snoop is a slick nickname if you're killing or something. It was trash. It looked it bad. And the funny thing is, even though it looked trash and bad, the Ravens still had a chance to win. That goes to show you how much the Steelers really suck and don't belong in the playoffs. Let's go ahead and knock that off. I want to give the whole AFC North some credit, too. Three teams from that division are in the playoffs, so I got to give credit where it was due.
All four of them got a winning record.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the first time in history it ever happened. And I got to give a shout out. This is the first time in history that – well, not the first time in history. This is the first time in a long time that the Bills, Browns, and Lions made the playoffs. We ain't seen nothing like this since the 1920s. That's how trash these boys is. Got to give a shout out to Detroit, you feel me, for handling their business. I've been talking about Detroit as far as NFC teams the whole entire season, saying that they were going to really put it together. I wish that defense get a little bit better because it seems like once they get their protection – they passing all on them corners. They really rely on their pass rush. So I got to give credit where it was due. Shout out to my man Gibbs, too. Alabama all day, number 26. I just can't wait for the playoffs to start. Like I said, they handle their business. Who else I want to give a big shout out? The Jets, how they pulled that win off. That was beautiful. You feel me? And what? Miami not in the playoffs, right? Miami is knocked out. Am I correct?
No, they play the Chiefs. They've been clinched the playoff spot. They were playing for the number 2 seed.
Okay, that's right. Okay. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. It was what's the name who lost the spot? My bad. The Jaguars had it and they lost it. My bad. That's what I was talking about. And I'm definitely super shocked at the Jaguars. I mean, you know, I talked on here all the time. I had the Jaguars winning their division. You feel me? And they had their division in their hand until they started taking them losses and all that shit. And we already seen. Shout out to and that's the way to close the season out. I'm gonna hand it over to you. That's the way you close the season out, letting CJ come up there, show why he could probably be MVP, but I'm gonna pump my brakes. Clearly, rookie of the year. That's the way to get it done. And all I'm gonna say is I'm scared of them when the playoffs come. That team looked like they're playing behind their quarterback. I'm scared right now. I'm gonna hand it over to you.
Yeah, and they probably could have had a better record had he not missed 2 games. You know, he missed two games. Like, the kid threw for 4,000 yards, 20-something touchdowns, only 5 picks. Like you said, had their record a little bit better, you could have really made a case for him being MVP, and it's not far-fetched because the numbers support it. You know, like I said, they won a division for the first time since 2019. You know, they've been dealing with the whole Deshaun Watson nonsense and all that, so they finally got that out the way, and now they finally got a homegrown coach that know what, know what it's like to be in that organization. Now you can go to those players, like, hey, I put that same jersey on you did. All you got to do is go look me up, you know, so they can relate to him more. So they're going to go to the, they're going to fight for him, fight. So the Texans finally got it right, man. You finally got it right, and that team is playing ball. The Jaguars shit the bed. You got a chance to win a division 2 years in a row. You lose to a Titan team that ain't got nothing to play for. Like, you know, the Saints, they ended the year with a winning record. Finally got the quarterback position right. They lost a couple games that kind of hurt them. But, you know, they finished with a winning record. The Patriots, Bill Belichick might as well go and retire and go chill with his grandkids, you know, and let like Mike Vrabel, somebody take that job, whatever, because it's just, it's time is up, man. Getting older, Tom Brady not walking back through that door, so yeah. Shout out to the Bucks, winning the NFC South. They showed they still kept this team relevant, even though Brady's gone. Their defense pitched a shutout. I ain't seen too many of them yet, 9-0. I don't care if it was against the Panthers, Boston College. I don't care. Shout out, it's hard to get in the NFL. Packers made the playoffs. They like, you know, of course, Aaron Rodgers not walking back to the door, but we got nothing but love for Jordan Love. He went out there with this thing. He had a great season, and they're in the playoffs. The Cowboys won the NFC East. You know, the Eagles had a chance. The Giants spanked them. So I talked about two games at the same time here. And they went out and dominated the Commanders. So now they, you know, they're going to be hosting the Packers, which we're going to talk about in a second once I finish this game. The Raiders, man. Antonio Pierce has to get this job, man. They've been fighting. Like, Rich Versace took them to the playoffs in 2021. They decided to go with Josh McDaniels, which is a mistake. So hopefully Mark Davis learns this time. I'm going to go with the guy the players like and respect versus the guy, versus the popular choice, the boy wonder, you know. So hopefully he gets it right. Seattle won. You're giving them two back-to-back winning seasons since Russ gone. You know, they lost a game or two that could have hurted them. And then the Bills took the 2-seed after being left for dead a couple weeks ago. They got on the win streak and got together. So, yeah, man, definitely shout out to them. All right, we now on to our predictions for these playoff games. We'll give our score. And I'll say we won't give out X factors for the game for each team. So the first game Saturday. You good? Okay. The first game on Saturday, Browns at wait for him to come back. Probably have to do something. Kane, what's up, baby? My guy. We got to get you on here now. We got to get you on here soon. Ready to talk about the playoffs in a second when Maurice come back. Yeah, we let y'all get in the playoffs. We didn't want nobody to get hurt, bro. So you got it. Yeah. Buffalo gonna see y'all home, though. We're gonna talk about that in a second. We're not ducking no Joe Flacco, bro. We want all that smoke. They play the Texans without CJ Stroud and all those teams. We ready for them. Whatever, you know. Well, the first they gotta worry about the Texans. They beat them without Stroud and almost lost. So they get past the Texans, then we'll talk about that. But right now, they gotta worry about what's in front of them. I don't know what's going on, Maurice, but I'm going to give my predictions so we can get up out of here. We got Browns, Texas. Won't do it, Browns, Texans in this one. They met a couple weeks ago. Browns won 36-22. Like I said, no CJ Stroud. Once they put in Davis Mills, they almost came and won the game. So I think with CJ Stroud playing now, I like their chances. So I'm going to go with the Texans in this one. My score, I think it's going to be a close game. I'm going to go Texans 24, Browns 21. You feel me? We got Dolphins and Chiefs. This was a tricky game. Tyreek going back to KC for the first time, you know, since he moved on. Chiefs have been up and down, but, you know, you can never count out Patrick Mahomes. So, and for that exact reason, I'm going with the Chiefs in a tight one. I'm going to go 27-24 KC. Steelers and Bills. It's going to get interesting. Pittsburgh, you know, they won their last three to get in with some help. But Buffalo been playing great, man. So it's like, you know, them boys been balling, man. So I'm going to go with the Bills in this one. Because, like I said, no TJ Watt. Got the MC spray. It's a grade three, so he's going to be out. And then Mason Rudolph, you know. I'm taking Josh Allen and Mason Rudolph every day of the week. Okay, Maurice back. All right, Maurice. I made my predictions for the first two games. Browns, Texans, go ahead and make yours.
Okay, Browns, Texans. I believe this game will be played in what was the game going to be at?
It's in Houston.
Houston? I want to play devil's advocate and definitely go with Joe Flacco because that boy hot right now. But you feel me? I'm going to trust in CJ. He's been getting the job done, and I want this rookie at least finish off with a first-round win. This game in Texas. I'm going to give it a nice, hard-fought fight with Joe Flacco where they're looking like they should sign him back. I'm going to give the Texans 30. I'm going to give the – I'm going to go 30-27, going with the Texans.
Give Dolphins and Chiefs. I made my prediction for that, too.
Dolphins and Chiefs. I'm thinking this one is going to be the one where they blow the Dolphins out and Tyreek Hill kill. So what I mean is I want this score to be – I'm going to go 42-27. Tyreek Hill got all the touchdowns.
All right, Steelers and Bills. I was waiting for you to come. So I guess I was just saying before you hop back on. I'm taking Josh Allen or Rudolph twice every day, four times on Sunday. I'm going Bills 31, Steelers 17.
That's easy. I'm going to go with the same thing. I think the Steelers probably going to get their ass blown the hell out because look what the Ravens did. I got to say we. That's my team, too. So I'm going to go with the same thing. I'm going to go 31-7. 31-7. It don't even look close.
Gotcha. All right. The old traditional rivalry, but this time no Aaron Rodgers. So the Cowboys going to get over the boogeyman this time. Packers, Cowboys in Dallas.
I think the thing that's going for the Cowboys right now is that the fact the Packers don't have the legit wide receivers that they used to go against from the Packers. The Cowboys are not going against legit wide receivers, and Jordan Love is just learning. I'm going to go in a tight little game, and I'm talking about tight where it'd be tight for a while, but the Cowboys pull away. I'm going to go with the Cowboys winning and a good one. Let me go 33-17. I'm going with the Cowboys 33-17.
Yeah, I'm going Dallas because Dallas, everything fell for them. They got the 2 seed. They can avoid the Niners for at least to the NFC Championship round. So I think they're going to take care of business here. I'm going to go 27-10. You know, I think Jordan Love going to, you know, put up a touchdown, but it's just, like I said, Parsons and them boys going to probably be on them a little bit much. So I'm going Cowboys 27-10. The Matt Stafford, Jared Goff Bowl. Both of them going against their former teams, you know, in the playoffs. One took the Rams to the Super Bowl. One won a Super Bowl with the Rams. So Rams at Lions Sunday night. Who you got?
It's going to be loud in there in Detroit. So I'm getting Detroit. I'm going with Detroit all the way. I'm going to ride the wave of Detroit. I want them to get their first win in a long-ass time. But it would not shock me if Matt Stafford, I would say this, and here's my, and I'm going to hand it over to you. Matt Stafford, this could be your retirement. Beating the Rams and then retiring. I'm trying to tell you, you got everything. You beat every NFL team there is except for the Rams. So you beat the Rams, and that's how I think it'd be good. But I'm riding Detroit Lions. They're gonna be all over Matt Stafford. I'm going with Detroit Lions getting the job done. I'm going 31-24 Detroit Lions.
I disagree. I think Sean McVay, man, what he did with this team, unbelievable, losing all those stars and all that, and still got this team competitive. The Lions, their first time in the playoffs since 2016. Dan Campbell doing a great job, but I don't know, man. Last couple of games, they've been looking real, like, you know, the Lions, the Vikings could have had them twice. The Bears beat them. So it's like, I'm going to go with the Rams. You know, this team was just in the Super Bowl. They still got a vast majority of that team there. Sean McVay has been at 2 Super Bowls, so he know how to coach a playoff game. So I'm going to go Rams. I'm going to go 23-20 Rams. All right, the last game of Wild Card weekend. Yeah. Bucks. I mean, I'm Eagles at Bucks. Get what you got.
But before I ask that, can you agree? I ain't going to lie. I hate Baker Mayfield by far, most improved player. By far. I'm not going to lie.
Absolutely.
But I got to be real. I think the Eagles are going to be upset about what my Giants did, and they're going to release the hounds on Baker Mayfield. And it wouldn't shock me that Baker Mayfield played good this whole entire season, but against that game, yo, I got the Eagles getting all over there. I'm Baker Mayfield throwing at least 3 interceptions. I think Baker Mayfield's stats might be 3 touchdowns, 275, and he threw 3 picks, and the Eagles went off those 3 picks. And Jalen Hurts, get that shit together. Get it together, and I hope A.J. Brown is healthy, but I'm going to go with the Eagles getting the job done. Let me go 34-20. 34-20, I'm going with the Eagles.
I'm going 35-21, so basically same score, just minus a point on each end. Because they was put up here, you know, starting off 10-1, and got brought back to earth because they thought they can just easily walk back to the Super Bowl. It don't work like that. And now they're getting it up the hard way. Teams actually do better sometimes when they're in the lower seed. Now Philly, like, all right, y'all writing us all, y'all San Fran, Dallas, okay, cool. We're gonna creep back through the back door. Let's gonna start with beating them on Baker Mayfield. Like I said, I agree with you. He's gonna throw the ball. And create, you know, he's going to, you know, give it up because, like I said, I'm tripping, slaying those guys, going to get them. And that pass rush, man, the pass rush going to get back on track. And then they got Darius Leonard over there. He's going to be able to stop that run game with Shaw White and all that. So, yeah, and, you know, and then Jalen going to do his thing on the ground and then get AJ Brown and Devontae Smith involved. This team is experienced. They just went to the Super Bowl. I mean, so, yeah, they're going to be, I think they're going to get at least get them one by 2 touchdowns. All right, that's it for today's show. Oh man, we got some great topics. Like I said, we're gonna most likely do Mondays because, like I said, it's easier for me and Marvin both. So we'll come back here. He'll have some good topics. We'll talk about the wild card and we'll make our divisional round picks. Go ahead, co-host. Go ahead, do your thing.
Hey man, as always, man, it's a pleasure to do this shit with Big Bro, man. We've been doing it for years now, man. Giving y'all some good entertainment, some good content, man. Y'all know how much we love sports. But as always, man, if you're looking for me, my name is Maurice Savage Jr. You can find me on Facebook, which I know you will. But if you can't find me on Facebook and you're on Instagram, usually like myself, find me on Instagram, I_AM_the_Pharaoh. That's me, baby. Defensive back, DB life or no life at all, baby.
Yeah, for those who are following us since day one, this is 3 years. We're past so fast. Started this thing January 5th, 2021, of my very first episode by myself. I didn't know what the hell I was doing or getting into, and I just stepped into it and it took off. Maurice joined me in my second episode and ain't never stopped since. So I appreciate you, brother, for tagging along with me on this 3-year ride and many more to come. You know what I mean? Keep that same energy, man. It's, you know, and that's what you did. You kept that same energy. Love you for life for that, man.
Yes, sir. Brothers for life, man.
All right, everyone, like I said, I'll check this up on YouTube. All the audio versions are right there in the description. You know, Talking Ravens, we'll be back next week. We took a break, you know, to chill and, you know, watch the wild card games. So you can catch us Tuesday, you know, 7:15 Eastern, YouTube, Twitter, all that stuff like that. Maurice, he going to have the Love the way Love Goes season 4, I think, now, right?
But yeah, season 4.
Yeah, so him and Gary going to have some stuff like that. So y'all can check them out as well. So, everyone, love y'all guys. Have a great rest of the week. Enjoy the playoff games. I'll be back here Monday with my Ace Boom Cool, Maurice. So, make sure y'all, you know what I'm about to say. Be great on the way to the figure 8 and always, and I mean always, remember, the hashtag KTSC. Y'all know what I mean? It means keep that same energy. From your host, Justin Pete, and from my road dog, Maurice Savage Jr. Love you guys, and we out.